Fun Stuff, Switcheroo by Sherry Timberman. And you'll probably need help with this. Now, the instructions are, the words in the right column are real words, but they do not match the definitions in the left column. Rearrange the letters of the words in the right column to match the definition. For example, we'll use number one. In column one, number one, it says a shade of green. Column two says mile. Now, that certainly doesn't match up. But can you rearrange the words so that would be a shade of green? L-I-M-E, lime. Okay, column number one again. Number two, something you wear on your feet. Column number two shows right now hoses. The answer, shoes, S-H-O-E-S. Column number one. Number three, a way to cook vegetables. And column number two shows meats. How can you rearrange that one? Steam, S-T-E-A-M. Column number one again. Number four, a container to cook in. Column number two shows top. If you rearrange them to P-O-T, pot, that is a container to cook in. Column number one again. Number five, a measure of land. Column two shows race, R-A-C-E. If you rearrange them into A-C-R-E, acre, that is a measure of land. Column number one. Number six, partly frozen rain. Column two shows right now steel, S-T-E-E-L. If you rearrange it to sleet, S-L-E-E-T. Column number one, number seven, a fruit. Column two, cheap. And if you rearrange it to P-E-A-C-H, you have a peach. Column number one, number eight, a tree. Column two shows C-A-R-E-D, cared. If you rearrange it to C-E-D-A-R, you have a cedar tree. Column one, nine, a measure of weight. Column two says N-O-T, not. You turn that around, just actually reverse it. T-O-N, a measure of weight, ton. Column number one, number 10, a planet. Column two shows heart, H-E-A-R-T. And if you take the E-A-R-T and then put the H at the end, you have earth, a planet. Hope you had fun with that. And we have a cartoon. And a man is waiting out in the bulrushes in his boat, ready to shoot ducks. And behind him, unbeknownst to him, is a duck dive-bombing, dropping an egg on his head. F-H-E, Fun Stuff, King Benjamin's Tower by Shauna Swainston. Read Mosiah chapter 2, then complete King Benjamin's Tower by filling in the missing word from each of these statements. If you can't think of the answer, reread the verses. Now, this is actually set up across, down, diagonally down, and diagonally up, which you don't have to do at this point, unless you wanted somebody to help you with that. But it shows a big King Benjamin Tower on page 46. Now, number one we have, which would be a cross, King Benjamin, blank, with his own hands. This comes from verse 14. King Benjamin labored with his own hands to a cross. When ye are in the blank of your fellow beings, ye are only in the blank of your God. From verse 17. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, you're only in the service of your God. You should be able to remember that. That's a very popular scripture. Three across also comes in verse 17. King Benjamin told his people these things so that they would learn blank, so they would learn wisdom. Four across, he erected a tower so that the blank would hear his words, comes in verse 7. He erected a tower so that the multitude could hear his words. Five across, he served his people righteously so that he could have a clear blank before God, comes in verse 15. So he could have a clear conscience. Six, Even if we serve the Lord with our whole souls, we are still blank servants. From verse 21. Unprofitable servants. 7. Down. This comes from verse 18. They called King Benjamin their blank, their king. 8. Down. This comes from verse 1. The Nephites came to the temple to blank King Benjamin's words, to hear King Benjamin's words. 9. They also came to thank God for giving them a king who taught them to blank the commandments. That comes from verse 4. Taught them to keep the commandments. 10 down. The people knew that if they kept the commandments, they would be filled with blank towards love and all men. From verse 4. They would be filled with love towards God and all men. 11 down. They pitched their blank round about the temple. From verse 6. They pitched their tents. 12 down. This is from verse 11. King Benjamin was a blank and a king over his people. King Benjamin was a ruler and a king over this people. 13 down. He served with all his might, mind, and blank strength. From verse 11, 14. We ought to thank our blank king. Verse 19. Our heavenly king. 15 down. The Lord had blank a just man to be their king. From verse 4. The Lord had appointed a just man to be their king. 16 down. The people were blank that day to what King Benjamin had spoken. From verse 14. The people were witnesses that day to what King Benjamin had spoken. 17 down. From verse 11. All men are subject to infirmities in body and blank. Body and mind. Verse 18 down. God lends each person breath that they may blank. Verse 21. That they may live. Diagonally down. 19. Serve one blank. Verse 18. Serve one another. 21. Diagonally down. Consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the blank of God. From verse 41, of those that keep the commandments of God. Diagonally up, 20. King Benjamin caused his words to be blank and sent forth. From verse 8, caused his words to be written and sent forth. And finally, diagonally up, beware lest there shall arise blank among you. From verse 32, shall arise contentions among you. And that concludes King Benjamin's Tower by Shauna Swainston. Hope you had a lot of fun with that. End of fun stuff. FHE Kitchen.